USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says the apology he made on Friday was premature. In his med school yearbook, a photo of two people wearing racist clothing was said to be him. He now claims he was not either of the people pictured, a person in blackface and a person wearing a Ku Klux Klan uniform. Northam now says he did once dress up like Michael Jackson for a dance contest back in 1984.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off.
Leaders of both parties have repeatedly urged him to resign, saying that he now has lost the public's trust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Here's John Clemens with the new jobs report.
It's a mixed report on the economy, indicating an increase in job creation, but that was coupled with an uptick in the unemployment rate. Eleni Kerr-George is with the U.S. Labor Department.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 304,000 in January, and the unemployment rate edged up to 4%. Job gains occurred in several industries, including leisure and hospitality, construction, healthcare, and transportation and warehousing.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
At the Orlando airport, police say they believe the death of an off-duty TSA security officer jumping from a balcony inside was a suicide. The incident at the airport touched off a panic among travelers as they rushed past security checkpoints. The screening stations closed, and then everyone who reached the gate had to go back and be rescreened. The delay lasted for hours. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Another Democrat enters the race for the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
U.S. Senate Democrat from New Jersey, Cory Booker, saying he made his announcement with an online video on the 1st of February to mark the beginning of Black History Month.
We can build a country where no one is forgotten, no one is left behind, where we see the faces of our leaders on television and feel pride, not shame.
Advisor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway says she'd like to ask Booker,
what exactly have you accomplished that qualifies you to be the commander-in-chief?
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senator Rand Paul wins in court after a neighbor attacked him. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has been awarded just under $600,000 in a lawsuit against a neighbor who attacked him back in 2017. The jury awarded Paul just under $8,000 in medical damages, $200,000 for pain and suffering, and $375,000 for punitive damages. Paul joins Fox News and says he's just happy to have the situation behind him.
You know, my wife and I have had a tough year, me in particular physically, and I'm still healing. We're glad to have the court case over. To us, the court case wasn't really just about us. It was also about all of us in the sense that it's to send a signal that violence isn't the way we should resolve our differences.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.